of my heart, I thought she would always be true. But after the day that I made her my bride, all that she made me was blue. And now my baby don't bother me no more. She don't come a-rapping at my door. Ever since they laid her down in the cold, cold ground, my baby, she don't bother me no more. My pride and my dignity too. And after I gave her my devotion.
Hey folks, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host Robin, and today we're gonna have a pretty interesting show. I'm going to feature a band called Bay of Creatures. They're from Toronto, and this album was recorded last summer. And they're sort of noisy psych rock. So get ready for some of that. It's a duo, Jay Isaac, who plays drums, guitar, and sings, and then Lawrence Peter, who plays the keys and also does backup vocals. And so I'm going to start the show with a little bit of more upbeat, sort of drum and bassy kind of stuff. And then I think I'm going to end the show a little bit with something a little bit different. I'm going to play some Moondog and some new Kronos Quartet recordings. So that should be really cool. Also, yesterday was the summer solstice, and today is the new moon. And I'm feeling a lot of change going on around me and in, like, sort of a lot of different energies, stuff in my head, too. And I was wondering how everyone else is. Summer solstice went. We were down at Wreck Beach, which was really beautiful. Awesome sunset, and then a good, like, really, really good drum circling. But yeah, if you want, you should call in and let me know what you did on your summer solstice. But yeah, so I'm going to get started here with a track by Bay of Creatures. This is their first track off the album. It's called Part One, appropriately. And then following that, I'll be playing something. What am I playing? Square Pusher. The fourth track off the album Big Loda, which was released in 1997, but this one was released in 1998 in North America. So this is, like, actually the third track on the British version. It's called Massive. Stay Strong. So first, here is Bay of Creatures.
We'll be right back. Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Okay, so moving on now, we are going to be playing some more from Bay of Creatures. This track that's coming up is called Dinosaur Party. And following that, I'll be playing something by Add End to X. This is from their album. It's actually like 11 years old here. On the Wires of Our Nerves, it's called. And for those of you who are not sure, Add End to X is a three-piece British band. And I'm going to be playing the 10th track from that album, which is the title track. It's kind of spacey. I like it. So, but first, here is the Dinosaur Party.
We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, your host, if you're just tuning in, and we just heard Addent X. Let's see. I'm going to be playing another track from Bay of Creatures. This one's called Amber. And then following that, something by Alan Tobin. And he's actually playing at the Commodore
with Quantic. It's part of the Jazz Festival. He's playing there on the 30th of June. And I think also Les Claypool is playing there this Friday with he's the bass player, with his drummer and cellist or something. So that should be an interesting concert. Critical Mass is on Friday, actually. Anyway, so Amon Tobin, I think he's actually living in Montreal now, but he's originally from Brazil. And I'm going to be playing something from Foley Room, which is his sixth album. It's actually the Kronos Quartet, who I'll be playing something of after this, did samples for this record, and I'll be playing that track. It's the first track. It's called Bloodstone. So, but first, here's Bay of Creatures with their song Amber.
You.
All right, welcome back to the Rib. Next up, I'm going to be playing something by Moondog. And I've had this this CD in the station with me for like the past few weeks, trying to play it, and then I always run out of time, and I actually can't remember if I've played it or not. And I'm pretty sure that I haven't. So I'm going to play it. It's the album's called Sax Packs for a Sax, which was named that way because Moondog didn't want to associate the saxophone with the military, which is actually, I think, why it was invented originally, was for military music. So he wanted to get away from that as much as possible. So let's see, a little bit more about Moondog. His name was Louis Thomas Hardin, and he was a blind American composer, poet, also invented instruments. He lived on the streets of New York, actually, for about 20 years, and I think he lived with Philip Glass or something like that. I'm not really sure about that, but he lived up until, I think, 1999. This album is from 1994, and the piece I'm going to play is called Toot Sweet. It's a three-movement piece. And I was brought to the attention of... No, Moondog was brought to my attention a few weeks ago by my roommate. And I was really struck by his drumming. It was very asymmetrical kind of stuff. Now, this is totally different, but it still has a lot of interesting things to pay attention to in this piece, for sure. Anyway, following that, I'll do another track from our feature, which is called Bay of Creatures, and this track is called Crystal. But yeah, first here is... oh, you know what? I haven't set it up yet. So I gotta talk some more while I put the CD in so that you think that I was prepared, when really I was not, because I was just sitting here digging the Amon Tobin so much that I didn't even think about preparing my next track. And while I'm saying all this, I've put the CD into the CD player, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth track off this CD. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay, so I decided to change the order of what I'm going to play for the rest of the show. First, I'm going to play the Kronos Quartet piece, and then I'm going to play Bay of Creatures. So that's what's going to happen. But before I have to tell you what's going on for the rest of the day, we're going to have some BBC coming at 5. And then 5:30 is Career Fast Track with Philip D. Whoa, I forget which week it is. I think it's this side of Monday. Yes, it is. It's this side of Monday at 6 o'clock with Becky S. And then at 7:30, Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay, followed by The Jazz Show, 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker. Kronos Quartet, Floodplain. This is their new album, and it's exploring music of the Middle East, Central Asia, those sorts of things. The track I'm going to play is the fifth track. It's Raga Mishra Bhairavi Alap by Ram Narayan, and it was arranged by the Kronos Quartet. And so it's got, it's sort of like Kronos Quartet meets India. Yeah. Okay. And following that, the last thing I'm going to play today, Bay of Creatures was my feature. This is their self-titled album, and the track is called Crystal. And that's it for the show, but I'll say bye at the end. So here's Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
Alright, everybody, thanks for tuning in to The Rib. That's it for this week. And tune in next week. I think we have some Decomposers action happening. And yeah, thanks for tuning. Bye!
Save bbc.com/news on your mobile phone's browser.
BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. There have been more clashes in the Iranian capital Tehran between police and demonstrators protesting against the disputed presidential elections. Eyewitnesses describe the centre of the city as very tense. The opposition rally took place despite a warning by the Revolutionary Guard that protesters would face what it called a revolutionary confrontation. Foreign reporters are not allowed to cover unauthorised gatherings or move around freely, but there are no controls over what they can say. Jeremy Bowen reports from Tehran.
Basiji's militiamen, who are being used as street-level enforcers, stood in groups armed with clubs. Others rode round in packs on motorbikes. Witnesses said that earlier, before the BBC source was there, police used batons and tear gas to break up a demonstration. There's been unrest on the streets before in the 30-year history of the Islamic Republic of Iran. But what makes this crisis unprecedented is that it's in parallel with a fracture in the ruling elite.